This is our dance, guys.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Yes, good evening.
Next week we're going to start our 9th anniversary show. And it always falls when there's Israeli independence. And by the way, happy Israeli independence. It'll be this Sunday at the park, Hancock Park. And maybe I'll go, maybe I won't. But it's one of those things. Because when there's like 4,000 people, it gets a little scary. And outside arenas now. And it gets,
it's a little bit,
but anyway, we want to welcome everyone. We're going to be 9 years on LA Talk Radio.
Nine years.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Everyone tonight has shared a part of those years. You know,
we've had
come friends come and go, you know, people that we have, like Guy is in heaven and other people that came in my life, and then came on the show. Remember, Guy came in, and then we had all these different co-hosts.
Guy was my first interview.
Guy. Well, you know what's interesting? When Guy died, how I got the signal was when he died was my finger was twitching, and Guy would twitch his finger. That's when he died. But Guy's in heaven, I feel him every day because we were really close friends, so he's just one of those things, like a brother. You feel it. But anyway, I wanted to welcome everyone again, and we're going to talk today. We have a nice show, and we have introduce your friend.
So this is Brendan Connor.
Brendan Connor, welcome.
He is a producer,
hello everybody,
actor, director extraordinaire.
Thank you.
He's everything.
He's everything.
Multitask.
I'm originally from New York City, but I've been out here about 15 years.
So you're LA.
Yeah, but I still miss aspects of New York.
You miss the food part?
The food. You can throw a rock and you hit a good restaurant.
Yeah, that's true.
Anywhere in Manhattan, you get great food. And also, everything starts later and ends later. So going to a bar at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, to 4 o'clock, that's a little bit of things. The traffic is way worse in New York than it is in LA.
Yeah.
It's way worse.
Well, one good thing we got.
Yeah, it's way worse because the lanes are so much narrower and there are less lanes.
And at night in New York City, it's crazy, the noise. You take the subway late at night.
I prefer to take the subway and the buses and all that. It's so much easier.
Or, you know, we were visiting Newark and we're taking the train. What an unbelievable thing. And the people had music at night.
Oh, yeah.
Food under, the subway, they have food.
Oh, yeah.
Some food. And it was like unbelievable stuff. So, got to visit New York.
Yeah, but I don't miss the cold weather.
No. Well, you got the warm weather here, man.
I am never going back.
In Hawaii, they only got volcanoes, that's all.
Yeah.
Hawaii, they just got a few volcanoes going off.
No.
And earthquakes and volcanoes. But you know what? That's season. This is a season for all that.
I'll take earthquakes anytime over living in snow. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Well, you had the hurricanes and New York and stuff.
Yeah, that's...
So tell us, you're a welcome guest. Tell us about some of the films you have done.
Well, I just recently produced the TV show Not For Nothing that's on Amazon Prime starring Jimmy Delavalle. That's an 8-episode run. I guess it's been on there for about 4 months. It's got a 5-star rating. That's the latest thing
ever. Wow. Congratulations.
5 stars is good, man.
And we're producing season 2. We're in the midst of getting that off the ground. Yeah.
Now, who's in that? If people
all stand-up comedians. So it's about 3 stand-up comedians.
Right.
Working in the business, it's a comedy. It's basically a sitcom, and it stars Jimmy Delavalle, Keith Nelson, and Tim Himayun. And then it also stars Bobby Costanzo, who's a well-known actor.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he plays Jimmy's dad in the TV show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So there are a lot of cameos of older Italian, well-known actors that have been on The Godfather and all this other stuff. It's a really cool little TV show.
The meatball comedy. You know, the meatball folks. Because we had them. I went to a celebration this year, earlier this year, where they wanted to bring back the Hollywood Italian Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And they did last year. They didn't have it. You know, they have it every year. I miss it every year because because of, you know, the timing.
Yeah.
Probably July, this new group is going to have, not in Hollywood, probably North Hollywood.
Because they should, North Hollywood would be a way better venue.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because it's easier to get to.
Yeah, and the problem with Hollywood was they didn't have, the parking was horrible.
It's always bad there. Yeah.
And then they had some great pizza places. They had a guy that had a pizza truck, it was a tank. They made pizza.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, out of the tank.
I bet he sold out.
Real quick. And then, they have the steak, real good Italian steaks. And I used to be invited because Jimmy Kimmel did it for the charity and no more. So I guess it didn't work out. Hollywood, the one in New York is wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
The one in New York, we'll have to do one time. We get close. Next year, we'll probably do that one. Because that one is an all event. You can smell the food. You can taste it.
Oh.
And then when you go to New York, it's just the atmosphere. It's right for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a guy who had a restaurant. He wanted us to do a show there. And the problem was the city wouldn't allow it because we were creating interference. You know New York.
Bureaucracy
and money.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you got a wonderful series going on, and do you know what night it's on?
Oh, no, it's on Amazon Prime. You stream it. It's on the streaming.
You stream site. It, baby.
Yeah.
Stream it.
Just like Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix. And by the way,
I love Netflix.
Netflix is coming soon to, I understand, Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be selling them, so I'm going to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, soon, because I have, where I'm living now, we have Spectrum.
Yeah.
I have DirecTV. I don't like it. DirecTV.
Spectrum's good.
Yeah, DirecTV, they cut all the good programming, and it's just like they...
But here's the other thing you can do now. It's like a really good way to save money is get a good internet service, right?
Yep.
Then you get PlayStation View.
Okay.
Yeah. The top-notch one, it's like $75 a month. Then you'll have every channel with HBO and Showtime... And you have an internet service, and it's about $115 a month.
That's cheap.
That's everything.
That's cheap.
Wow. That's everything.
Instead of having the equipment, and you don't have to return it.
Yeah,
because
you get it right through your PlayStation 4.
That's wonderful. Say, folks, we can
do that. We're going to take at least half a million people getting that.
What did he say again?
And then with your Netflix and your Amazon Prime, which you can put on there too, you're covered with everything.
You don't need anything else.
Sounds good to me. I'll sign up. I'll sign up for that. Yeah, because I'm going to be getting Spectrum because they have the Dodger games and the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're looking for sports, that's a different story. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to get everything else.
Well, entertainment. Maybe we can work it out. And then my Persian friend has a television where you get all, the Middle Eastern stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll be deciding.
I think the PlayStation View package does include sports.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll find out.
Yeah, you got to look it up because I was just looking at the
PlayStation and how, and you say it's $75 a month.
The top tier one, it's $74.99 a month.
That's cheap.
That's really cheap.
Yeah, because nowadays, Spectrum has gone up to $300.
Yeah.
Oh, we were paying $300. Yeah, wow. This is really expensive.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so getting back to actors and actors, so have you now, tell us about a few of the films that you have done.
Well, with the last film I did, I worked with Richard Lawson. He's my acting teacher.
Oh, really?
And we just finished an independent feature that was directed by one of the students, and it was called I can't remember the name of the movie now.
It's on my tongue.
I think it's called P.S. I Love You. And I play a bailiff in the courtroom scene, and it's pretty hilarious. So
we'll have to get. By the way, you can get that on.
That isn't released yet. That's still being edited.
Coming soon.
Yes.
Coming soon to TV.
And we're gonna be filming some stuff. We're gonna be doing a show kind of around what it is that I do.
Yeah.
And,
and
then we're gonna see about filming a documentary. So we got some things.
Yeah,
in the works.
Got things in the works.
Because what Shannon does is phenomenal, and there'll be people reaching out there. You can't get enough. That's what I think.
Let me tell you one thing. I'm a dog lover.
Right.
Oh. I have four dogs, even now.
Too.
And when my first dog passed away, she told me, without anything else, she said she knew what color the blanket was I buried him in.
Wow.
Yeah, she knew it was a pink blanket. And I go, how did you know that?
What was that, 7 years ago?
What kind of dog was it?
I was an Akita. No, that was he was.
Akita.
I buried
two dogs.
He passed away a long time ago.
No, I mean when we met.
Yeah.
Like six or seven years ago. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a very blanket. Interesting.
Yes, yeah.
Now, what was I going to tell you? So have you had Akitas since then?
Yeah, I have two. I have two Akitas. I have
pretty good dogs.
Yeah, great dogs. And then I have a Cane Corso. They look like a bull mastiff. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he's a brindle color. And then I have a husky Rottweiler mix.
Yeah.
They're
beautiful.
All puppies right now, ranging from 9 to 3.5 months. So my house is total chaos right now. But
yeah.
It's awesome.
That's all right.
But
that's all right.
The Akitas are the best watchdogs.
Oh, yeah. In Japan. They were the watchdog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In Japan. And also, you have a big backyard.
Well, we only have a patio right now, but right. They're in the house. They have the free reign.
Oh, so they have a
they have whole house.
Took over.
They own that house.
My wife
the couch.
Treats them like the children.
So. Yeah. When you're gone, you don't know what's going on.
They're at a party.
Dogs are coming and going.
Yeah.
So what was it? Now we'll go around the room. Yeah. So what's going on with Brooklyn?
Hey, everybody. How's L.A.?
L.A.'s good. How's Brooklyn?
Amazing. Things are really good. I'm crazy hectic busy, but it's good. Isn't it wonderful in LA to be super busy?
Yes.
Well, better than not. That's for sure. So tell us
still,
what's going on with you.
Well, still and continuing to do my design and create hair wigs for cancer patients. And right. I'm a big, big, big lover in that and helping other people. My mom died of breast cancer when I was just 3 years old. So, and left 4 girls behind. So... I just, you know, I did hair. I'm 40 years old now, and I've been doing hair since I was 18. So I've been overseas, and I'm going back actually in August.
Where?
I was asked to go to Shanghai, China.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
All right.
The 10th International Hair Fair Show, and they wanted me to literally represent USA as the number one hairdresser in the U.S.
Wow. Go, USA.
Right? And they're having one from Brazil and Australia. And other parts of the world, and I haven't met those artists yet, which is going to be so amazing to meet a global artist that are platformed.
And you know what? They probably have different ways of doing things, and it'll be good because you can combine all that.
Oh,
Brazil is a neat
it's
place to
so
go to.
So cool.
And where was the other place you said?
Australia.
Australia.
They have
wonderful.
Someone from UK. Or Germany, I'm not sure.
Kingdom.
I have to talk to the manager that's dealing with the talent. But they asked me to come from U.S. And they actually asked me 2 years ago, but I had gotten really sick at the time. So I said, let me try. So I kept in contact with her. And they want me to represent and do an entire fashion show.
Oh, how nice.
On the runway. And then they've asked me to teach a class. And we'll have a translator.
I think you need a spiritual and energy advisor.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. You could do so much work there. Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
Especially China. China is all...
Oh, my gosh. We're going to go... I was there for 10 days 2 years ago when I went. Without crying and breaking down, it literally changed my life. My whole mental and spiritual status had completely shifted. And when I came back, I became a different woman. And I was like a celebrity there. I took hundreds and thousands of pictures of people. I don't know. They have a whole different internet stream there.
What's it? China is developing a whole
huge
different...
for international business and business people from all over. They're importing and exporting. And so they asked me to take a tour of all the factories out there. So I've already developed relationships with Bosley Hair out here in America. And they want me to go and do negotiations so I can actually platform my corporation, my S-Corp, and go in and just sign contracts, trade contracts. And then I want to work and start a business like Bosley out here, but we're going to bill.
Well, you know, it is like Bosley because I had a doctor. What was that guy's name? He's out in Torrance. And you don't hear him anymore. I think he retired.
Yeah, no.
They retired because they were doing the hair thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing really well, and I had a friend. We were doing telemarketing for him, and we got leads from him. But the problem with this guy was he wasn't consistent with the leads.
Yeah.
Nice
yeah.
guy, but they just weren't consistent. So anyway, your thing will be wonderful. You got China, you got the world.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's really amazing, especially working in the medical industry. And even on TV and film, doing hair and makeup and working with you have to be very consistent. very thorough. Right. They have to work in the corporate world, and a lot of hairdressers don't know how to work both sides, and I've been able to learn that. And just having the opportunity of going overseas and working with managers and agents and production and producers, you learn that side and etiquette.
Right, so, right. That's a whole different
way. That's a whole other thing, man. If you can't handle the hair game, you got to get out of that hot kitchen.
Well, you know, well, you know what it is? Some people find themselves. There was a show on, I think it was CBS, had a show about hair. 5 o'clock in the morning, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And these shows talk about hair. And it was very interesting. The lady said it took her a long time to get where she's at.
Oh, yeah.
She was she had her own product line. And then she talked about the guy in Hollywood who gets picked on all the time on CBC. CBC. The long-haired guy, real tall. Yeah, he gets picked on all the time. And how he became popular. Now, we're going to go to Shannon. What's going on with Shannon?
Yes, I was just checking the Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're on live. We're on live, baby.
That's amazing. You know? Isn't it so neat they can just see us?
Yeah.
And ask questions right away.
Well, I like it because, you know, the environment is open. You could say anything, but, you know, because we're not, controlled by the FCC. So you could say some words if you want. We won't say anything.
You know? It wasn't
so
me.
Tell us about what's going on with Shannon.
Well, you know, I'm in talks to do some shows, which is good. I've been manifesting that. You know, 4 years ago, I had 5 shows in pre-production. Things kind of fizzled out because, you know, in this industry, it's a hurry up and wait game.
Right.
Then the other day, which, you know, for me is like a month ago, I said, you know, universe, I'm ready for you to bring back my shows. And then we're talking about doing the show together. And then I got contacted by a major executive producer of a major show that does what I do.
Wow.
And so we're going to be in talks to do that. I'm going to do some filming and... You know, then I decided, you know what, I'm going to create my own. That's why I decided, you know what?
Yeah, you're ready for it. You're ready for that challenge.
We're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. You see Shannon work, it's just amazing because not only her predictability is phenomenal, but I had someone on, and a lot of times when people don't know an answer, they'll hesitate. There was a gal that I had on through the other coach, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The other coach. But what happened was she was okay. But she just missed the mark. And a couple of years, I think she was guessing. And you have to have your energy on it, you know. And Shannon helped me a lot. She's been my, you know, personal, you know.
Well, what makes her real is she's not afraid to say she doesn't know.
Yes.
Right. That's right.
If she does know, she'll tell you.
Right.
And if she doesn't know, I don't know.
And I think what she's going to tell you is enough.
Actually, that's a key when you're shooting stuff.
Right.
Don't be afraid to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because everybody is James Cameron that can develop their own cameras and know how to edit it and do the whole thing. Not everybody behind the camera knows everything.
Exactly. Well, that's true because people have their own facets of things, man. And that's why... Shannon will bring a nice facet on if you take it to the film, take it on television would be another great spot because TV is looking for that.
Needs content.
You know, like the guy Henry, who's a psychic.
I've seen his show, but it
lacks something.
And the one to the stars?
Yes.
I actually DM'd him to do his hair, but he never responded.
Well, he hasn't.
When I have my shows, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
You can come to Shannon. But anyway.
My stepdaughters watch that show.
Yeah. What's his name? Henry?
Oh, Doug? God. So Henry. The blonde-haired guy, right?
Yeah. He was on. You know who they had on? They had on.
Hollywood Medium, I think.
Yeah, Hollywood Medium. Yeah. They had on from the Ramones, the wife.
Okay.
And she was on. But I don't think she got him because she said, oh, I gotta be somewhere or something. and it's one of these shows that, like even the one from Long Island.
Yes.
She's good.
She actually is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty nice. Yeah, she's going through a divorce and all this stuff.
Oh, I just saw all that, and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. No, she was on a show, and she talked about it. Mm-hmm. You know, how hard it is for her.
Well, now, those live shows. I mean, when you're doing those reality sitcoms.
Oh yeah.
What is the statistics for the marriage to break up?
Almost 100%,
high.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's just kind of weird. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be
this
great.
Is good.
One thing that I want to do, though, is not just the mediumship, because that's not just who I am.
Right.
You know, I do life coaching. I do energy work. I can actually have do energy work on someone in a different country, and they will feel it. And I'll tell them exactly where it's going, yep. and they'll say that's exactly where they feel it. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of stuff isn't shown on TV right now.
No.
I mean, they're doing the medium stuff, and it's getting a little old. You know, now they got to bring in some new stuff. So we're going to be developing some new stuff.
Yeah, because Shannon brings something different for TV. And that you need a network that's willing to go, you know, to another level. E? No. Because he's bringing the Kardashian stuff.
That's too much.
They're not really.
Well, each channel has their own niche.
Huh? You know,
each channel has their own niche.
Yeah.
Or niche.
Or Lifetime. Like Lifetime is pretty good.
Yeah, they all have it. They all have their own
thing.
Yeah.
But what's going on with is the ratings. Hmm. That's the thing they face. What show does well, what show does not well.
Well, Shannon is my spiritual therapist, too.
Yeah.
She's been my therapist.
Same here.
Since I met her, yeah.
Same here. So that's why I think her show will be phenomenal.
Yeah.
It'll be a phenomenal situation. You
great,
know?
Yeah. It's going to be great.
And what I say is now we've got Candy.
Candy. Wow. Where can I start? My life is just shift changing.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
And she looks at me.
I know. She probably feel my energy. A lot,
Maybe you want to have her read you.
Huh?
Have Shannon read you.
Finish.
We got a live reading on LA Talk Radio.
Just a lot of shift changing.
What
I
now?
I was doing Remember with Paul, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A long
time
ago. And,
Paul's the guy that came.
Yes, that he stole from me and...
You mean you're talking about the guy who was a comedian?
Yeah, remember the movie
the comedian.
Do,
well, you know the problem with him was?
Not comedian. Paul Newtall. Remember the Second Chance? The one that you
Yeah. That's a whole book.
Yes.
So why did you go to... Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What did you see in him at that time?
I just... After a while, when he was asking for more money, I was like, wait, you're not
money.
Supposed to pay. So I just want everybody to know, you don't pay to act.
Right. Right.
You know, you get sponsors or you get paid or, you know, you get credit.
Right. So did he go to you to get paid?
He just say, we have publicists, so we can all pitch in. And I want this to be known because Paul Newtall, he cheated.
Did you ever contact SAG?
No.
SAG would have told you everything about
him. Let it
actually
go.
He's been notified. The FBI is aware of him. The fraud report, they have him on internet. I checked because I have FBI friends and my dad was a popo. So I checked on all that stuff.
Good for you.
That's all recorded. And in fact, we found out we got married, but I think he's using her at this time for a certain kind of solidifying things.
Well, he sounds like he has no plans to help anyone. It sounds like he's... Definitely, it's for him.
I'm doing a new movie. It's
so how did you get away from him?
Well, I just left.
You split? Did it take you time?
Once the past, it's the past. I go forward. That's
good
just the
you.
Way I work. I just go
good
forward.
For you.
And I have struggled. I had hardships. I have done things. And I've been trying to go up and up and up, 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 up the level. And helping a lot of people in my life, actually.
Right.
I've been helping and God knows, and she probably knows this, that I've helped many, and I fell a little bit, but I got up, and I got this new film with, remember Gil Furtado?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing the new Ride and Die. He was in Pacoima, and he's promoting the new movie.
Yeah, Gil was here, though.
Yes.
The last time.
And I'm doing the new Netflix with you, and then I'm going to do a show with Shannon.
Yeah.
So
you got a lot of good
things, but a lot of transition, and it's just like my life is just going like this right now. So
Shannon, what do you see with her?
Well, I was just going to say strong women extraordinaire with you, Kramer, and in your show, right? You got
all the women.
What more do you want, right? But, you know, in all seriousness, it doesn't matter how many times you fall down,
right,
as long as you get back up again, right?
Right.
And you've got such a drive inside of you, but what needed to happen was you needed to be knocked down. Because once you got knocked down, it shifted your life, and it shifted the intensity of your life, but it also shifted the direction, because that path that you were on was going to hit a dead end, and it was going to be at a cliff after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you hit the dead end, but you tripped on a rock before the cliff, right?
Yeah.
So then you decided, hey, you know what, this isn't working for me anymore, I'm going to go this way. And when you did that, everything's opening up now. Now, there's going to, you know, the energy right now, especially the way there's ups and downs and ups and downs. But you definitely have got some things really coming in for you.
Yeah.
You just got to, you've got to accept it and allow it because you, I know us, you know, we work so hard to give to everybody else.
Yeah.
We need to start to be able to receive for ourselves as well.
It's true.
So you know it, girl. You know that you,
yeah,
you, got,
know.
You got it going.
Yes, I'm a strong cookie. That's what makes,
well, it makes,
makes
you
me
stronger.
A good woman. Yes, strong girl. And I'm still here with you.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
So many years.
Well, we've been on. We've
yes.
been, hey, we got 9 years of survival here. We've
yes.
been. But what I was going to say with you is just try to, you know, whatever you do, the guys that promise you the world.
Exactly.
Usually.
I learned that from you.
Yeah, I told you. I
yeah,
said, I when he came in, his presence, and Shannon would have predicted, he just came across two above, and usually when they're two above, nothing
yes.
happens. That's my opinion.
Yes,
they're floating on their own cloud.
Yeah, and he's trying to rip off people, and that's what they do. But it taught
yeah,
you a lot.
Denver. Yeah, you taught
well, there's
me
a lot.
Lot
of those type
you
of people
lot,
in Los
Cameron.
Angeles. You know,
yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
says they're gonna do the next thing, but when it comes time to do the work,
they can't perform.
They're gone.
They're nowhere to be found.
Yeah,
and
that's
I think
true. That's true.
I think he didn't like. How I would question him yeah. and interview
well, you're getting
him
to the truth.
Because I was the first one in the whole group that he got
you
rid
smelled,
of first.
You sniffed him right
yep.
off the
yeah,
you probably you probably saw something in
me.
Him.
Yeah. And
he
I
didn't
started
like.
Questioning. I saw some stuff, and I felt
and
a pit in my
so
stomach.
Funny. And then we lost contact because
everybody
everything.
Liked.
And
yeah.
then
because
me
you were,
and Brooke
you were,
came back together.
Yeah.
And it's just like everything that's coming, it's like, wow. And I,
yeah.
a couple of days ago, I just been seeing what I was meant to be here
see,
for.
But
yeah.
you got you grow from
well,
it.
You, yeah, you grow from it. And I'm meant to help people in Hollywood.
Right.
I'm meant to be big as spokeswoman and to testimony with all these girls and women and teens and everybody
right.
that's being hurt and being lied to and. You're going to have this, you're going to have that. But you know what? You have to be strong, and you got to go get it yourself.
Right. And a lot of the modeling agencies, they promise you a lot.
Get it yourself.
Right?
Oh,
modeling
yeah.
agencies
a
promise
those,
you a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot.
And you've
them
been
too.
Through that. And
yeah,
I,
I've been through everything.
And the guy even called me, Givenchy or whatever, called me. But
and the first thing they say, we need
yes.
new headshots.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And what else?
Whenever they say that, I go, okay, I know you're not real.
Yeah.
New headshots, because it's not the headshots that gets you the job.
No.
It's
no.
not.
And they don't know what would get you in anyway, those folks.
It's not the headshots.
They're just a ripoff. And the SAG has talked about it in different meetings. They've talked about guys like that. And SAG, probably he's probably on the list. Do not contact.
Do not contact.
SAG.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, you just gotta avoid those.
It's so
those
stressful
pits.
Too. That whole experience is
yeah.
stressful.
Oh, yeah.
You should just, when you're on a set, take a picture of yourself on set.
Yeah.
Use that as a headshot, especially if you're in a uniform or something.
Right.
Put that up because it's on the internet. If when it's online, they're looking at it.
Yeah.
A small
yeah.
size. Small size. The size of your two
yeah.
fingers. They don't know it wasn't taken by a professional photographer, especially if it's cropped
right.
properly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You keep doing adding shots like that in a, over a period of a year. You already have 10 shots of different places you've been or on 10 different sets. There are your headshots.
Yes.
And that's
and
all
you
need to
yeah.
do. Yeah.
It's
you're,
so simple.
You're absolutely right. And that's the problem with the industry.
Yeah, they
you know,
keep
because,
saying no. They need
because
to
people don't know.
Yeah.
They come to come into it and they meet these guys like that guy. And they go, oh, he's going to get me somewhere. He's
yeah.
No, never happens.
Never
that's
happen.
Why I always say, anything too good to be true is not. I've been through that in radio.
We all have. We all
yeah,
have
we all go through it in radio. Like I had a guy from a major station.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do voice, you know, voiceover. So I said, show me the voiceovers that you have. Oh, I don't have them. So you know he doesn't do voiceovers. Because voiceovers
wow.
is the way to go now.
Yeah.
Because of cartoon. That's where Jose's come in because we want to do a whole thing with Jose about, he talks about the different things of facets of UFOs, and he talks about seeing these different waves, the rods. So I said, why don't you have the rods called the Rod Father?
Oh, nice.
The Godfather. I told him that. I said, do it. People around the country and the world will love it. because it doesn't get so much into the UFO world, because the UFO world gets a little boring, especially when you go to contact in the desert. And you hear them. And you know what? What I found when I went, when Shannon saw me last year down there, it's just the same old stuff. And a lot of people don't even write, the book is copyrighted.
Oh.
And I was shocked because I saw a book by a guy and someone else copied it. So what is that? Why even do that?
Yeah.
And that's why the UFO stuff, we're gonna go to those shows that we want to go, because what I found, even Contact in the Desert, it becomes more of a venue for people that are quote-unquote known. Like I know Steve Murillo is there. I think it's this weekend. I don't go because you're there. It's very hot. It's in the... Now they moved it to India.
And you get no cell phone reception, probably.
No, you get a cell phone. You get a cell phone.
It's in the desert.
The problem is, it's so hot. It's, you know, in the desert. And then when you talk to these people, they have nothing to say. They really have nothing to say. Like, I talked to Linda Moulton Howe, and I asked her a question. I go, what's the story about you selling homes to Indians that never got their home? That's an issue.
Yeah.
She wouldn't look at me. She wouldn't talk to me. And that's when I knew, very suspicious of what goes on. And then Linda Moulton Howe said, who's this guy? Because I do my homework when I interview these folks. And same thing. Same thing even with Art Bell, who just passed. People have their, you know, good stuff and bad stuff. Art Bell was great on the radio, but then as he got older, he was horrified with people, because that's what he made them to be. But when you go to Contact in the Desert, the people are not as real. It's like another world. Like if they took cocaine and went up to the sky, then you'd see all these people. Contact in the Desert. That's what I'm saying. I don't go to them because I found it to be a waste of my energy. And in fact, I met Shannon for breakfast.
Oh, yes.
I was so bored.
I have to say, Cameron, that's the one thing about you. You are very direct, and you call people on their crap. So
right.
you don't just boost people because you want them to like you. You tell them exactly the way it is.
Oh,
and
he told me.
Oh, I tell. Well, you know what it is?
Yeah,
it's from my mom,
true.
My late mom.
My
mom was that direct. And you know what it is? When you do what? Oh, if Bernadette, please call us. We'll call Bernadette up. She's our life coach from Austin, Texas.
Woo.
So we'll get her on. Bernadette, she's probably online. Remember Bernadette, my good buddy Bernadette?
I think we talked to her.
DG Guru, she was on. Let's get her in.
Hello.
Hi, is this Bernadette?
Hello, Cameron. How are you?
Good, good. We have all group people that you probably know. We've got, we've got Shannon.
Hi, Bernadette.
Lesner. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Shannon.
We've got Candy Loya.
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
Hello.
And we got Brooklyn.
We got a full
Hello,
house.
Hello, guys.
And then
you
we got
do have a full
guy,
house.
That. Well, next week will be my ninth year on radio, so hopefully you'll come in. We'll have you come in
that's
next
awesome.
Week. But anyway, now you have any questions for our expert on life coaching? That's what she does. And if you have any questions, go ahead. I guess I quiet the room here. I have
Everybody
a question
got
for
really
you.
Silent.
I have a question for you, which is really interesting. And I talked about it. Shannon knew about my situation, where my sister's coming back to me after the Civil War. What happened? Where I didn't see my mom for about a month and a half or whatever. It's interesting. My sister's son is being accused of taking money, and my brother has a thing where he's too over the top to allow this to happen. Why do people want to, like, shed their families for money? Because I'm not, that's not me. But why would someone want to do that?
You know, there could be so many reasons why. There are so many reasons why people do what they do.
Right.
And I was never one to understand the battle over money, because
right.
money, the universe is plentiful, and there's so much for everybody if we all
right.
just get our head out of our butt and, you know, do what we need to do other than breathing on and taking on everybody else's fortune.
Right.
But, you know, there's needs. There's needs that people have, and there's security issues that people have, and they go into a lot of times into, like, I hate to use the word frenzy because, you know, there's so many other words that fit,
right.
But they go into this, it's like a frenzy. They need to have that security. They need to have these things that they feel like they can't obtain on their own,
right.
On whatever level that comes from. Could be a subconscious thing, could be a past life thing, could
right.
be a childhood thing. It could be so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, let's just break it down, take money out of it and go, okay, a kid who is deprived food. Right?
Right,
a kid who's deprived food at a very young age, even if they don't remember that their first year of life they were deprived food, on a subconscious level they grab that, they hold on to that, they
mm-hmm.
file that, it's there.
Right.
So as
That's
they
true.
Grow and as they age, that manifests into something much greater. So even if they have a ton of food, they're still going to hoard food. You're going to find 3 freezers full of food. You're going to find cupboards full of food. You're going to find them eating all the time. It's just that mechanism that they tap into
uh-huh.
that makes them feel more comfortable about where they are. And so it could be attached to any number of energetic or emotional, mental, spiritual things that drive people to do what they do. It comes out of a need for security.
Right.
And a lot of times when we don't work on ourselves and we don't clear a lot of the issues that are there, and I heard one of you mention that you are into energy healing, and it's really it's all about personal evaluation and peeling back that onion on what makes
right.
us tick and do the things that we do. And when you are completely unaware, you totally bypass that whole step and you look to everybody else for what you can get. And you're constantly trying to get what you believe is yours because on whatever level, you haven't reached that yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I understand completely what you're saying, because in my brother's case, I think it's of the security of the money, because even what's really interesting was I got to see him this week and the same thing was going, well, I'm going to release the money when I want to release the money. And you got to by the court. You have to release it within 30 days. So I told him, I said, whatever you want to do. Because I want to keep
nice.
I want to keep myself high. Remember we talked about it? I want to keep myself high and let him think low, because when you think you're high, you're in a different position of your life, and that's what I've done. And my sister was called me today, and that was interesting because my sister was the one that started this whole rolling of a temporary restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, when you do it, you can't communicate.
Mm.
I can't communicate with you because you did that. So she kind of took it over. She said, it's over with. So how is it over? You got to go to the court. You have to.
Yeah.
I said, until it's really over, we could talk. And then she thought about it. So my nephew's the latest victim this week, and I feel bad for him because he's 21, and you know whatever my mom did, she did, and that's it. Who cares?
Well, do you see how quickly that energy shifted though from you?
Yeah.
As soon as you decided that you were not going to encapsulate yourself in that nonsense,
right?
And you removed yourself from it, they targeted somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's right or wrong, or whether he did or he didn't,
right.
they still had to redirect their energy because you weren't feeding them. You
right.
weren't engaging in their whatever it is that they were trying to do. And so they have to feed onto somebody else that's not on the same page as you. So
right.
great job, Cameron.
Well, thank
Look at
you.
What you detangled yourself from.
Yeah, oh God.
I'm so proud. Happy for you.
You know, it's interesting.
But you knew that was going to happen. You knew they were going to target somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, he when he saw me, he brought it up. He says, you know, your nephew is going to go to jail. And I go, what the hell? You know, that's the first thing out of mind. Because when people have negative karma, they'll always bring up other people. It didn't surprise me, but I saw where I'm at now, where I don't care. Because whatever will be,
and you
will
feel
be.
So much better,
oh,
don't
yeah.
you?
Well, I'm going to get a place.
Yes.
All the people out there wondering what happened, I'm going to get a home
right.
soon. I got a, you know, approval, but it'll be a small house for me. But you know what? I don't care. Just have a roof over my head. Yeah.
And a piece away from those negative people.
Yeah. Well, the lady, you know what's funny? The one who's leasing out, she has a house. It's kind of interesting where it's split. Hmm. You know, and she has her side. It's a 1940s house. They rebuilt. And she has one half, and the other half I would have. And what's really cool about it is that you don't find them. But the rent is L.A. rent, you know, the 2000 whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cool because it's independent. It'll be good. I can have my car there. Not to worry. The area is good. But and the neighbors were really nice. That's what got me in the area, the neighborhood. Mm. Kids laughing and parents taking them in their you know, vans or whatever. And you said, there's life here.
Watch for
the
minivans.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm growing.
Yeah,
I'm growing.
That's awesome. And you navigated it perfectly. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm away from all that nonsense, you know. Because you know what I felt? I felt that, you know, I was, you know, we talked Saturday. And I said, you know, just you get yourself entrapped with all the negativity. And I just rose mm-hmm. above it. And now, as my mom's days, every day that my mom has passed, like it's been 30 days, it'll be 20 days it has been. It'll be 30 days. I think it's going to lift more.
Oh, it's going to continue.
It's going to continue to be good. Because my mom, I feel, is here, but she hasn't. And you know what the weird part is? I'm in the spiritual world, you know, spiritual stuff, and my mom was slightly in my room. Isn't that interesting? She wouldn't come. I think I would hear, you know, feel vibration, but nothing.
Yeah.
But I have one for you and Shannon. I had a dream last night, and a former girlfriend came through the dream.
Well.
What is that from?
Ooh.
Her coming through my dream.
Hey.
It could actually be a sign that somebody's coming in for you. I wouldn't say a former girlfriend. I would actually.
No, but your picture came in.
It just means that it's just someone reminding coming in. You of love, you know, and that someone is coming
in
for you.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be her. It's just something that you could relate to that would, it's an indication that something of the like could be on your horizon. But you've heard that before, Cameron.
Yeah, I heard, well, it's coming up, June's coming up.
You've heard that recently, but I'm just poking the bear. You've heard that.
I heard it.
You just need to keep your expectations to a low and yourself on a high.
Yeah, believe
and you're going to be fine.
I'll be going, hey, let's go to Vegas.
But you know, Cameron, we had talked about, you know, that once your mom had passed, that you would start to free up the energy because you were taking care of your mom. So your mom had taken that place of that female role in your life. So now that she's gone, and we had talked about, you're going to be free. And it's not just about being free of your mom, and that's no disrespect, but it's almost like your energy frees up to allow that person to come in.
And that's interesting you say that because, you know, they have a market over there. They have a Sprouts and another one. And it's funny how people come towards you. Mm-hmm. Why are you so happy? And it's funny because you meet people. I meet people in the market, you know, or I go to... you know, I go to the Israeli stores or wherever I go, and you meet people, and people are kind of curious of what makes you happy. A lot of people are not happy, what you find, you know. It's very interesting.
That is my goal in life. My goal in life is to help people find their happy.
Right.
I think that is such an, it is a lost art.
Well, yeah,
people,
definitely.
You know, they're happy is what is in their moment, and really it's identifying on a completely different level. But as far as the presence of your mother or the energy, you know, give that time because it will come when you probably least expect it. You will feel it when you need it. It will be there. It's there now, but her energy will be more present and more, you'll be more aware of it in those times when, you know, you need it.
Okay.
I had a very dear friend of mine. She passed away a couple years ago, and she was my closest friend for 25 years. And she was the life. She was life.
Uh-huh.
And when we were leaving the funeral home, this hummingbird just came down and just kind of hovered in front of me and my girls. It was a very touching moment. But so that was our piece, right? Uh-huh. And so now it's like when I am in one of my moments and a hummingbird will come outside of my window, or somebody will send me some kind of a, you know, pic or something that has a hummingbird. It just, her presence is there. Whenever I need it, I feel it. She came to me one time. It was absolutely beautiful. I was actually driving.
Oh, wow.
In full vision of her. I'm on the road. I was traveling far. And it just touched me on so many levels because she's been with me on every trip I ever took except for that one. And it was my first trip going solo. And she was there, and I was like, oh my God, it was so touching to me. So I say that to you, when you least expect it, you know, that energy is going to come through in a powerful way, and you're just going to know, and you're going to be fine. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Wow, that was good. I got enough on my couch. Like my own stuff. So, anyway.
I was going to mention, Cameron, really quickly, when you were talking about, you know, why are you so nice, or, you know, why are you, you know, so happy? I had a guy the other day tell me, why are you so nice?
Yeah.
Like, people around here are nice, and I'm thinking,
yeah, that's
they
true.
Should be. I mean, and then he tells me, he goes, I would think, you know, what's up with you? And I say, well, what's up with people who aren't nice? And
right.
I always start asking those type of questions. What's wrong with the people who aren't nice?
And that's a lot of people, you know, are going through. I see in Woodland Hills where a lot of the folks, even at the hotel, the hotel is a good mechanism because you get to see people. And they had a homeless guy who was living in the back, and they finally got rid of him. But it was like, even his situation was built on a place to be. He wanted to be accepted. And then, you know, it was just interesting. And then they have a lot of people from India come. They have these big buses.
Yeah.
So they were coming to the hotel, and I'm going, wow. Wow. You know, it was amazing. And all of them came at 11 o'clock at night, and it was just amazing of the energy from India. It was, they were Sikh. They had a Sikh convention. I guess I don't know what it was, but about 100 of them.
Wow.
Isn't that? That's
wonderful.
Wow. That was wonderful.
The energy must have been phenomenal.
Yeah, I was saying it was nice, you know. But what I was going to mention is you'll be on next week on our grand 9-year anniversary.
9 years.
You'll come on.
Awesome. 9 years. Good
nine
for you.
Years LA Talk Radio. And then also I want to mention my audience in the Bay Area on BBS Radio in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We got some nice thoughts. A guy wrote me a nice letter about, you know, we talked about my mom at the time. The lady with the angel came on. Yes. He said, I don't like the angel. It was funny. Because, you know, you get a lot of emails. But it's interesting. As the years go by, I guess I got more mellow. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyone have a question?
I think we all kind of get a little more mellow as we, you know, I don't want to say age. As we evolve.
Yeah,
there
evolve,
you go.
That's right.
We get more mellow as we evolve.
Well, you know, it's funny. I went to this Buddhist thing in Ventura. One of my friends, she's into this place, and they're from Laotian. They're from Vietnam. And what was really neat was how the community got together. They're trying to build a big Buddhist temple in Ventura County.
Wow.
But how these folks all went together and how the warm the feeling was. That was last Sunday. It was nice. So all these things are happening.
That's great.
I have to go meet people.
Are.
Anyway, Bernadette, tell us about are you going to have a seminar coming up?
I do. It is July 23rd to the 27th here in North Texas. It's at a gorgeous vineyard out here. Very Italian, just incredible space. It's for women. And I'm way excited about it. So go to divinityisyou.com.
Okay.
And you can find out information about that. You can also hit me up by email or Facebook. My name, Bernadette D. Gabrielle. And or you can reach me at 512-902-5377. Spots are limited. So if you are interested, it's a whole body balance retreat. We will be focused on assisting people in clearing and re-energizing and grounding and the whole thing. So rebalance and planning out from where you are to where you want to be. It's going to be a fantastic time. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Wow, nice. And by the way, there are availability, so please book your flight to go to Austin.
Yes, pre-book your flight and get online and let me know, because, like I said, spaces are limited. It's a small little bed and breakfast vineyard out here in North Texas. So I'm really, really, really excited about it. I have two other practitioners who will be working with me. We will have massages and a bunch of creative stuff that we'll be doing, some yoga, a lot of outside, and some wine. It is at a vineyard, so I'm just saying, you know, there's going to be time for fun, too.
Oh, good. Nice rosé. You know what's funny? Before I got here today.
It's going to be so rough,
You know what's funny? Before I got here today, they had Ralph's, these girls that were serving liquor. So I said, you know what, give me a little wine. So I had a little wine. And you know what? The wine was nice. It was from northern Italy. It was so nice. And by the way, Texas, some parts of Texas look like Italy, like the Tuscany area. Italy. Right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, well, this vineyard is in Florence, and it is designed to resemble a Tuscan vineyard.
Nice.
Wow. And they literally did it like it is. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, so
please go out.
Looks like Tuscany.
Come out. I was going to say, please come out to your seminar.
Yes.
Have
you
a
know,
great seminar.
July. July's almost around the corner.
Yeah, that's
you know,
possible.
Please book your
I know. Can we pump the brakes a little?
Yeah,
right? I keep saying that. What's going on? It's going so fast.
Yeah. Anyway, so please let her know. And then what I was going to say to you, we're going to be on our trip soon. Where we're going to go to Sedona,
yes.
And then we're going to go to New Mexico. I've never been to New Mexico. Always wanted to.
I've driven through it.
I've never been to New Mexico. Maybe we can see you in Texas. We could do a
drive-by.
We could do a hello.
You, come by, you are supposed to be coming to Texas here right soon, but I'm also supposed to be coming to L.A.
That's right. Let me know.
I guess we're kind of at a standstill, aren't we, Cameron?
I know. I'm ready. Once I get my house... and furnishing, I should be okay. I should be all ready to
house
move
party.
On.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you let me know when that is. I'll book my flight.
She'll book her flight to come in. Anyway, thank you, Bernadette, for calling in. I appreciate your
thank
call.
Thank you, guys.
And have a very good evening.
You.
Have a great night.
Have a great
thank
night.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Bernadette DiGabrielle. She is a life coach in
Texas.
In Austin, Texas. Texas.
Yeah. Nice.
So we're heading Sandra Bullock area.
There you go.
That area. Anyway. Anyone else have something to say? You want to talk about your seminars?
I'm teaching a relationship class for anybody that would like to have any relationship advice, because you know a lot of the times people come together and they don't really know what to do with it.
Yes.
So I'm actually we've coined the term before I say I do is one of them,
right.
And then the other one is I've said I do, now what? And
yeah,
so we're going to have these classes for couples to come together and really set the ground rules, but start to heal the relationship.
Oh, she's helped my relationship with my
really?
Life. Oh, yeah.
See, we got that.
Fantastic.
We got that.
Awesome. No, we, yeah.
You, it's helped a lot. And
a lot. A great deal where we communicate.
Better?
Better. Yeah. It's... second time around is a lot better than the first time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
first time around, you know what it is? It's like you're a rookie.
Well, you're trying to fit a round peg into a square hole.
Right.
So
that's true.
You know all the red flags are there.
Right.
And you ignore them.
Yes.
Right. And then when we get veteran, you go, I've been there already.
Yeah.
Seen it already.
And his wife is an amazing woman.
Is she?
And they are just such a great couple together. And so we were just working.
Is your wife in the acting field?
No. She's been married before, but no, she runs a private club where she's bartender and stuff. Yeah.
And she's
that's
a great
cool.
businesswoman.
Yeah. In downtown
great
LA.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
cool seeing they both synergize to be
yes.
together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. Anyway, with all that in mind, you have a website?
Yes, ShannonLeischner.com,
okay.
ShannonLeischner, and I'm on Facebook, so you guys can find me anywhere.
Also PayPal.
Oh yeah, well, we got PayPal all the time. Yeah, oh, and I have people. I have lots of YouTube videos. If you look at my Facebook, or even if you look up Shannon Leishner on YouTube, lots of videos about what's going on right now.
Cool. Anyway, wonderful. With all that in mind, next week we'll have our anniversary show. Thank you, everyone,
for coming in. Thank you.
We had a nice show tonight, and as they say in LA, see you soon.
Absolutely.
See you next week. All right. All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Lots of fun.
Oh. You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.